Figures from the Department of Education show that more than 60% of posts and teacher supply panels in the Dublin region are vacant. The panels were established to give primary schools access to substitute teachers at short notice. But many are completely empty or significantly understaffed as a result of the teacher shortage. The figures received by RT News also show that outside Dublin, one in 10 positions on panels is empty. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
This new data reveals the extent to which the teacher shortage is damaging and in some areas neutralising a key measure that was supposed to help schools find substitute teachers at short notice. 151 panels were established to supply substitute teachers to clusters of primary schools. But out of 183 posts on the Dublin panels, just 70 positions have been filled. The remaining 113 are vacant. Beyond Dublin, 1 in 10 positions on panels are empty. These are full-time fixed-term positions, but school principals who run panels in Dublin say despite advertising and re-advertising, they just cannot find teachers willing to take the jobs.
Protests against the Chinese government and its strict COVID lockdown rules have taken place in cities across the country for a second successive night. Demonstrations were reported in large urban centres, including Beijing, Shanghai and Chengdu, with many protesters arrested by police. State media in China have accused Western countries of fanning discontent about Beijing's zero COVID policy. Rights groups have expressed concern over how the Chinese government may respond to the continuing social unrest. Sophie Richardson is the China director for Human Rights Watch.
These are not isolated incidents, and the way that people are reinforcing one another's messages of solidarity all across the country is both extremely moving and courageous, but we also worry about what the authorities' response will be. It's incumbent on the Chinese authorities to clarify the whereabouts, well-being and status of everyone they've detained in the last couple of days around these protests.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that Russia is preparing to launch new missile attacks in the coming days. Mr. Zelensky said the country is getting ready for a fresh onslaught and called on the Ukrainian people to work together. While the authorities said water and power is almost restored in Kyiv, millions of Ukrainians continue to experience blackouts as temperatures fall. A man died in a house fire in East Belfast last night. The Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service were called to the property in the Eden Vale Crescent area at around 8 o'clock. The man's body was found at the property. Irish households are expected to spend the same amount of money this Christmas as they did last year. Despite the impact of the higher cost of living, Retail Ireland estimates that each household will spend nearly €1,000 more in December than they do in every month of the year. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
With the Christmas shopping season well underway, retailers now have a better sense of how the most important period of the year for them may be. In total, Retail Ireland estimates up to €5.4 billion will be spent during the festive month. That's €1.9 billion more than the other months of the year. That translates into an additional €978 per household over and above the average for each of the other 11 months of the year, broadly the same as last year. Retail Ireland says that after the difficult years of the pandemic, there are signs Irish consumers are determined to ensure Christmas is properly marked this year. But after a period of growth in retail spending in the first half of the year, inflation is likely to be uppermost in consumers' minds as we approach Christmas. And later today, the Central Statistics Office is due to report how retail sales fared in October after they recorded a dip in volumes and value in September.
A new scheme is being launched today to encourage people to recycle their containers. The deposit return scheme works by charging anyone who buys a drink or a small deposit for the plastic bottle or can container. Customers get this money back when they return the container to a retailer or other collection point to be recycled. Minister of State with responsibility for the circular economy, Oisin Smith, told this programme that the scheme should help reduce waste.
we are not recycling enough to meet our EU targets. And in order to do that, we believe that we need to give people an incentive to bring back the bottle or the can. Many people are putting it into their green bin, but it's just not enough. And a lot are ending up on the ground. So there is a lot of litter. And a benefit that's going to come out of this scheme is that people are not going to have a party and leave a lot of cans and bottles on the ground because they're going to be worth money.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Mainly sunny today as showers gradually become isolated. There will be largely dry conditions by evening. Highest temperatures 7 to 11 degrees.